This is Sean with Voices of SAE, and who am I speaking with? What's your name, sir?
I'm Camden Collins, and I'm currently a junior at Sigma Alpha Epsilon, sir.
At Ball State University, Indiana Zeta. So, what's the first day you were born, and what city was that?
I was born on October 20th of 1999, and I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And what are your parents' names?
My dad's name is Greg, and my mom's name is Krista, and then I have a sister named Kyler.
And your father was a file for brother as well, is that right?
My dad was a file for brother here at Ball State University as well.
And what years was he there?
He was there, I want to say, 88 to 91.
88 to 91. Did you hear a lot of stories from him when you were growing up?
I've heard a little bit of stories. I've heard a couple about brotherhood events and then just kind of having fun with the sororities and stuff like that. And that's actually how my mom met. My mom and dad met. They were, my mom was an Alpha Phi here, and then my dad was an SAE, and just kind of matched. And ever since then, they've been together.
That's very cool. I wonder if he ever lavaliered her and got treed. That was a thing back in the day.
I haven't heard anything about that one yet.
Yeah, you might not have talked about it. All right, so where'd you go to grade school and high school?
I went to grade school and high school at Zionsville High School, all the way up, kindergarten through senior year, and then transitioned to here.
Okay, so what kind of things did you do sports-wise, community-wise, volunteer-wise in grade school and high school?
So in grade school and high school, I was a four-sport athlete. I quit football after my eighth grade year, and then I was baseball, basketball, and volleyball. I was very busy throughout high school. In the summers, I was doing three sports at a time. Didn't really have much opportunity to work during all that because I was so busy with sports. Sports in high school and middle school were like my life. We had the same team all the way up through second grade through senior year. All five seniors stuck together through that time and became actually one of the most winningest programs in Zionsville history as a class. Came out with seven state titles.
Wow.
We came out with four sectional championships in baseball, basketball, and actually football, although I wasn't part of that team, the football team. But it was a great academic and even athletes performing to their highest was a good exposure at Zionsville High School.
All right, so who are the other – you said five guys. Who are the guys? Just name them off.
Riley Bertram, he's a baseball player at Michigan. Will Alcock, a basketball player at Loyola Chicago. And then Mark Stemme and Luke Mann. And then we had a manager that was with us for 5 years, had some injuries, and his name was R.J. Brown.
Okay. That's awesome. All right, so when you why'd you pick Ball State?
I picked Ball State for the sport administration program. Kind of wanted it as a major, something I wanted to do farther on in life. But if I went to Purdue or IU, which were kind of like my backup options, like if I did business, they had them as a minor, and I wanted them more as a major. And then I came and visited the campus, and I actually, my freshman year, did stuff with the basketball team here and just kind of paved my way and was like, this is what I want to do. And well, all my friends from high school.
What did you do with the basketball team? Not to stop you, but what did you do?
So I was a manager my freshman year.
Okay.
For the basketball team, learning how the coaches ran practice, saw kind of how they treat their players, what they do for their players, how they interact with their players. We got to see, like, the inside and out, that behind the scenes that people don't get to see. Unfortunately, I can't share some of that information. But it was really cool. It was a great experience for me to be with a Division I program and help me out. And then, unfortunately, due to some circumstances of me getting extremely sick, I actually had to quit that and kind of focus more on myself and just kind of get my grades back up after my grades dropped a little bit after being sick.
Gotcha. Are you fully recovered from whatever the situation? That's good.
I'm fully recovered. Mono is no longer part of my life. We're good to go. That was about 2 years ago, and I've been fully healed for over 2 years now.
I had that for like a month in my senior year of high school. It was weird. They called it the kissing, whatever,
The
you know.
kissing spree.
Yeah, whatever. It, you know, comes and goes, but that's good you got through it. All right. So when you got to Ball State, what was the original? Who was the original, and how was the original connection to SE?
So I actually have a very unfortunate circumstance. So I actually did not join SAE at first. I joined a different fraternity. Coming into college, I had friends that I came up here and visited during high school, and I was so selling, like, just I had been up here in high school, and I was like, this is the place I want to go. I ended up joining Fiji and dropping about a month and a half later, and then they told me that I wasn't able to join another fraternity right away. So this is actually my second semester at SAE.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm glad you came on over, especially because your legacy, your pops and everything. I'm sure he was happy about that too. So
He was very happy when it happened. At first, he was very disappointed, and he wasn't disappointed, but he was very like trying to persuade me. And then I'm not gonna lie, I was honestly with the SAE brothers more often than I was even with Fiji at the time. But then after I dropped Fiji, I was pretty much around the brothers at all times, and then I just had a time limit on how long I had to wait. So once that was over, I was good to go.
that's pretty impressive that you stuck to it. So let's give 3 to 5 bullet points of why the E's, became better in your vision than, the Fijis. What are some main things that were really, besides, oh, I had some buddies and, like, what are some real functional, structural things that are different between us
Okay,
and them?
one thing that I can think of right away off the top of my head is that SAE brothers, they're more of a brotherhood and they do everything together. Fiji, I didn't know any of the juniors or seniors. They didn't really come out, so it was just like you kind of knew the one pledge class above you, and that was about it. And honestly, they didn't really do anything throughout the week. They didn't really do like volleyball, basketball, like that type of stuff like SA brothers do. And like another thing is like the competition level of like sports over here at SAE is just ridiculous. Like we go out right now and we'll even keep stats for people's like volleyball and basketball games. Like we make it fun, but we make it intense. Like we like to have fun.
That's great. All right. So your major, let's talk about that for a second. What things have you done with that at school?
So with my sport administration major, I did some basketball stuff my freshman year. Then after that, I kind of got in some unfortunate circumstances, obviously with COVID. So I had a couple internships telling me that they weren't going to do anything. I'm on the verge of figuring one out right now for this summer. It's going to be more of a coaching internship this semester, and then next year I'll have a full-on like sport administration job, or hopefully like an internship. Where we've been talking to the Indianapolis Indians, been talking to Indiana Basketball Academy, Grant Park, and kind of stuff like that right now. Just hopefully COVID goes away and won't mess up any more of the internships that get lined up.
So what are some of your, I don't know, I would say dream job goals? Like what would where if you could put yourself into the position without having to go up the chain, what would be the dream job?
So I have about two. One of them would be like an ESPN broadcaster, or doing something in the like with my sport administration degree with a NBA like basketball team, or even college level. Something one of those two. I mean, I love basketball. I love being around people. I love the competitiveness And up there, I mean, it's you win or you do what you're supposed to do, other else you're not going to be there long. And it's like, it's a goal for me to every day to pretty much just be like who I am and make myself better and the people around me better. So hopefully by the end of the day, I'll be in the NBA or college doing something with one of the teams.
That's pretty awesome. And you know what? One of my high school and grade school friends, her son was, I think it was Virginia, and Virginia won the
Kyle
NCAA.
Guy.
Yeah, he's
Yeah, I actually worked out with him in Indy, and my mom and his mom actually worked together.
So Amy and I went through grade school and high school together.
That
So
is hilarious.
yeah, that's good. Small town. All right. So, what are the positions or things you've done in the house or that you've been associated to help out with projects or committees or positions?
Yeah, so I obviously joined last semester, so I'm still going through some stuff right now with the fraternity. So I do hold one position right now. I'm currently the sports chairman,
Okay.
and I help out with a little bit of the sweetheart stuff as Hannibal asked me to help him. And then I'm also helping Hannibal, who is this social chairman, kind of reach out and talk to some of the sorority girls, get them paired and stuff like that. So I've kind of been just helping with what I can, and people know I'm very good at talking to people. I know a lot of people and stuff like that. So I kind of just help with what I can and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna do some essay stories here in a second, but what's a cool memory of, kind of brother helping brother that you either witnessed or that happened to you or you were there for somebody or they're there for you?
Well, so honestly, one of the first nights we were at SAE this year, there was a little bit of an incident where someone was puking, and we actually had to drive him to the hospital and all that stuff because there was some white stuff coming out of his face, and he was super pale. And honestly, just being here there for him at that time, and I ended up like staying sober. I could have drank that night. I'm 21, stuff like that. I ended up staying sober and just taking care of him, and because more other people were kind of more intoxicated than they should have been. So just kind of being that, like getting to know people and like doing stuff for other people. And honestly, that same kid a couple weeks ago, I was at a party, didn't have a ride at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he came and picked me up. So it was like a brotherhood thing, like just kind of being there for one another and helping like each other out, stuff like that. That's pretty much like one of the main things that's happened so far. Some of the other stuff, I don't know if I should say about
It's
what's
all
going on.
good. It's all good. It's all good. All right. And who would be some other, say maybe seniors that you'd love to hear their stories?
Some of the seniors and juniors like that I have definitely been around and I heard some of their stories. Maybe Brett Alford would be a good one to reach out to. And then Adam Lackey, he is actually dating our sweetheart right now. So maybe get his side on how that all worked out and how he actually was dating the sweetheart before she became the sweetheart, and that usually doesn't happen. So if you want to hear the story about that Lackey can actually explain that story.
Okay.
And then another one I would think maybe to reach out would be Ethan Flynn, the president, on how his journey started. I know he started off at a pretty, or he said that he started off on lower on the totem pole, and he kind of, I mean, he's a great dude for the president, and what he's been doing so far has just been a good job, and maybe hearing his side of the story.
Okay. Well, everybody's going to be able to have their own, but it's good you want to hear those specific people. I think the bigger goal is that you've got these alum that can, hear what the current actives are doing, and then vice versa, you know, hearing the old stories and also what the alum might be doing for jobs for possible placement. But I'm going to close this one out, and then we're going to do a few stories with you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.